Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show, and I'm Stacy's son, Clark, and here to tell you about it. There are two women wrestling with things of this broken and beautiful life. Each week, they will tackle a topic in a transparent, sometimes distracted, but always fun way that hopefully encourages and challenges you. They will break down each topic by looking at it through four lenses: ourselves, God, our people, and our community. They will then give you a task to go forth with. Vaya con Dios.
Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Stacy.
And we are in a series, our first series of season 6 on agency. And here we are, episode 2, season 6, talking about agency and what it is and how it interacts with our four different... What's the word?
Lenses.
Thank you. Yeah. The word was not coming to me. Nope. Lenses. So last week we talked about the lens of self, and we have a definition that we were working with. Do you have it handy? The definition, the sense of what you can and cannot do. Or I guess, is it the sense of what you can and can't do? Or is it the reality of what you can and can't do? Or is it the, I don't know.
That's a great question.
I mean, we kind of talked about it different ways last time, but today we're going to talk about more about agency and what it is. And also now, how does it inform our faith, and how does faith interact with the concept of agency? And, you know, as you know, if you're a longtime listener, first time caller, thank you. You know that we come from a worldview of Christianity and Jesus faith. And, so that's kind of how we will have this conversation. But as always, if you come from a different faith background or you have a different faith perspective, we'd love to hear from you and how this operates in your life. And so I'm excited to have this conversation, Stace.
Yep.
As always.
Per usual.
We're never not excited. Well,
there's times I'm not excited about this topic either. Well, I'm happy to be discussing it because this, like, lens, this topic, this combo is something that I think I struggle with consistently.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned it many times before, but this sort of idea that we have agency and... Also, like, what's God in control of then? Like, what?
Dude. What the heck? And so that you know, we're going to be answering this question today, so you should listen to the very end.
That's right.
Because we've got it all wrapped up with a bow, and you will want to hear it.
We will solve all of life's problems today. Any theological question you have.
Answered. Check mark.
So, yeah, and I think that this just kind of begs to have a disclaimer at the beginning, which is... The reason Jackie and I do this podcast is to discuss these things.
Yeah.
Because we're wrestling with them.
We like to wrestle. We like to wonder. We like to consider.
And we like to just be curious. We like to be interested. I'm interested in this.
Me too.
And it's something that, you know, maybe I'll have another new experience since the last time I complained about this topic.
And you know what? One of my my most foundational principles in my faith is that I don't claim to know any of it for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I have the faith of a mustard seed and the Bible says it's all you need. And so like what I actually know for sure is a very teeny, teeny, tiny part of all the things that I love to wonder about and talk about and consider and read about in scripture and learn about from others and talk, you know what I mean? So that's one of my most important things is there's no like, there's no knowing. There's a lot of wondering and there's a lot of being comfortable in the unknown. And so anyways, that's an important part for me.
Yeah. I think I felt a great pressure that when I first, became a Christian or first started kind of believing, thinking like, I have to like know everything. I have to believe this and I have to be able to like defend it to the death. And that's really waned quite a bit.
Yeah.
That need or that desire to feel like I need to answer someone's questions rather than like, you know, great question. What do you think?
Yeah. And it can be uncomfortable to not know, right? Mm-hmm. It can be super, super uncomfortable, but, I don't know. It actually is much more comfortable for me now because there's so many good people who love Jesus who think totally opposite on things.
Oh, yeah. Like political stuff.
Whatever. I mean, all community the things. Stuff. Yep. All the every things. Thing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, yep. I can look at you and say, you love Jesus and you're a good person and you think A. And look at you over here. You love Jesus and you're a good person and you think B. Just as vehemently. So mm-hmm. obviously, if God had really wanted that piece to be clear, he would have made it more clear, and he didn't. And so I'm going to wonder and I'm going to consider and I'm going to pray and I'm going to think and converse and all the things.
And I'm going to respect yeah. that someone else came things to a different conclusion correct. And has a different opinion.
And still loves Jesus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so that's it.
There
that's
you go.
Podcast for today. We are done.
Oh my gosh.
Nope, I have some complaining to do, y'all.
Okay, that's where we're starting?
No.
Okay, can't wait.
No, we're not starting there.
Okay.
But I too wrote even just yesterday, so I'm going to like read a couple of So, scripture. I don't know why my debit card started coming up. I don't know what I'm supposed to be paying for. That is hilarious. Okay. Sorry, everyone. Well, my cell phone that's recording
sponsored
this.
Sponsored by Visa.
For whatever reason, just like popped up my like Apple Pay. I'm like, Jackie, are you charging me for this?
I mean, you didn't know, but I have like a little hidden like reader, credit card reader in my car that's currently charging you for our time together. Got I'm an expensive girl.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So back to this important podcast is, let's see. Okay. Well, we started with the definition of agency because that's our topic.
Yes.
Agency.
Okay.
Agency. Last week we talked about the sense of what you can, cannot do, kind of like the power to control things.
Yep.
And so I, also looked it up because I was like, I want to see what other types of definitions there are.
Okay.
And, you know, agency, this was one of the options as a topic Tell for me. The bar exam.
Oh, yes.
And it is really having control of or acting on behalf of like someone else. And in okay. this case, we're saying agency for yourself. So it's, you know, acting on behalf of yourself. But so I found this one, and this was like a Merriam-Webster, I think. And it's the capacity, condition, or state of acting or of exerting power. It's like the operation of the act of agency, right?
Okay.
So, I think about that, and I think about in faith, we have what is referred to as, free will.
Free will. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, you know, or you just look out in the world and we all can just do whatever the heck we want. We know that.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Right.
Or it's true.
We
all
can
do it. We're not puppets. So in a faith situation, it's not like God created a bunch of people. If that's what you believe, if that's what we believe, but God created a bunch of people and then controls us in some way and
right.
like forces us to like right. bow down and worship him and, do stuff. Cause that is clearly not the case. Right. So
right.
we've got that at least as a baseline that we
yes.
all can kind of do what we want.
Which is a super important piece of our faith. Cause if we didn't have free will and agency, then what God offers to us wouldn't matter. Like the faith piece wouldn't even be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
And, so there's the free will part. And then, so stuff happens. So your free will can then like whatever you choose to do over there, sometimes
intersects with your
me.
Free will.
What the heck? The worst. People don't like
when
what
I change lanes in front of you and cut you off.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare I?
But just don't drive slowly in the
oh.
fast lane.
Oh,
I
yeah.
will lose my mind. It's fine if you want to cut me off. I'll
okay.
go around.
Okay.
But, just, I mean, that one doesn't bother me quite as
got
much.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
I'm like, get out of my way. And then there's like two scripture. So when I say the word scripture, that just means something that was written in the written Bible or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. So two things that I want to say is one is, it's from the book of James.
Okay.
And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, blah, 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 goes on. And this whole book. So the Bible's divided up to kind of like the Old Testament is before Jesus came along. And then the New Testament is after Jesus came along. And the New Testament is where this is. And James is one of Jesus's actual like half brothers, I guess.
Yep.
And so this book that's written, it's like, it's a letter. So most of them are letters written, some of them. From me to this church or these people or whatever. And this is one of these letters written by James. And And this whole, this is probably my favorite portion of the entire Bible. And I usually read from it from the Message version.
Yeah.
That's, this one's not. I just have this one memorized.
Well, it keeps going. Do you have more, the rest of
I
that
didn't,
verse?
I didn't write all of it down because I just wanted to like start it
on
from
that
there.
Part. Okay.
Because, do you want to look it up and
yeah,
read the whole part?
I totally
part?
Can.
Okay. It's in James I'm 1. Only, I didn't even write down like a reference
only if
to
you
it.
Want me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is kind of like where I'm going from it for this discussion today. Is okay. I'd like to talk about how we, when we're facing trials of many kind, how we exert that free will or that agency moving into the world. Because we don't really have as much control over the things that are happening around us. And before you read that, I want to frame this around this kind of idea. So, and then I'm going to have you read that again. Is that okay?
Of course.
That whole part. Is I read this transcript of a conversation by somebody named Miroslav Volf. V-O-L-F.
That's, he's my favorite.
I have no idea who
this guy
was. I don't know who this guy was.
Okay.
But, and mostly it's just a transcript of what he's saying and the translator's just asked, or the interviewer's just asking a, like, one word questions.
Okay.
But he talks about this like deconstructive process of faith.
Okay.
And as an opportunity, which I think is a word aligned quite parallel to the word agency.
Okay.
Really,
it's
an opportunity for potential improvement. And so it's kind of like two parts throughout his conversation. And one is the losing the idolatry sense. And this is a quote from this Miroslav Volf.
Wolf.
Like wolf, but with a V.
I like it.
Losing first the idolatry sense of control that like only God has control of certain things. So that's a one level.
Okay.
Is, and instead looking at agency as this condition of possibility. And that's, I think that's the part that I hear of here when I'm reading that portion of the book of James.
Okay.
So one is losing this other sense, this idolatry sense, like if I don't have control over absolutely everything, or I am God kind of thing. And what's the difference of that? That's what I want to know. This is what I want to kind of flesh out. What's the difference between these two things of what God control are we trying to take and what possibility of agency? What's the difference between these two things? And he goes on to say that this possibility, it's resilience. And through suffering, it's the possibility to always expect and hope for something new. Which is very positive.
I love that. Shocking, I know.
I know you love it. So this is what I want to discuss today.
Okay, okay.
But while we're thinking, first I want to talk about this sense of, what does God have control over? And I think that's the hard part for me.
Mm.
It's like we pray and we ask for God to be present and we ask for, you know, to end of suffering when we see, you know, we see everything because now we see it all because of social media and really just access to information that we
all
have.
All the horrible things going on in the world.
We see all these things that have always been occurring.
Right.
You know, really great suffering has been occurring from the moment that the moment that we took the bite of that apple or whatever, our eyes are open to all the suffering in the world. And, so like what, you know, when these big things happen, I guess my first question is that one, I guess, what's that control that only God has? Is that just like stuff that happens? Like Jackie cut me off. It's just what other people are doing or just like the,
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay.
What is the difference between what God controls and what we have agency over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And so, or maybe it's just like that's setting the scene.
Okay.
It's like, okay, here's what we get.
Okay.
Period. That's what we have. Because we don't have, there's just the stuff that we don't have control over. How about that?
Okay.
That's the scene. And so then part two is our agency.
Okay.
In how do we move forward in agency? And having faith, right? So I've actually, I always ask these huge questions.
I know.
I always ask these huge questions. Like, let's solve the entirety of the world's issues. But I want to look at it through this lens of possibility. Right? That's like agency that. Is what is the possibility that we have? How do we endure whatever's going on and find God there? I guess that's really my general faith question. Stuff's happening. Okay, I'm whittling it down as I keep talking. Whittling it down.
Every stuff time I think you're going a certain direction, I'm like, I have an idea. And then you like shift.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No. I like it.
Stuff is happening. That's the like idolatry sense. We don't have control over this stuff.
Okay.
Step two is our possibility of resilience. Our possibilities of expecting and hoping something new. That's the real positive part. So maybe that's even three. Okay. We don't have control. We have to be resilient. It's kind of step two.
Okay.
And step three is expecting and hoping for something new.
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm not totally tracking with you. Like, are those things are true? Like, when you say step one, what do you mean? Like, I'm not tracking with the steps. Okay, so like, God is controlling, like, things. What do you mean? I'm not sure. I'm following you. Sorry.
That's okay. I don't know either. I wrote these things down in these steps thinking this was a step.
Okay, well, let's read the rest of the scripture that you mentioned.
Can I just...
Sure. Okay, so the rest of that verse, James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let your perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So that's one version of it. That's the New International Version. Let me get
it. Read the other version?
Yeah, yeah. Which one do you have?
Of this book.
You have the Message version?
I have the Message.
Okay, I'm going to get another one.
Sing the song real quick.
You're going to sing it? Oh, to find
it? First Timothy.
Okay, let me read this. This one's a different one, and then you'll read yours, because you'll find it by then. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity, there's your word, for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete. Meaning nothing. Wow. Okay, what's yours?
Okay, so this is the Message version.
Okay, let's hear it.
Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. Mm. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way.
I love it. This is one way that, like, working out, like, specifically weightlifting has helped, like, that metaphor helps my brain. Mm-hmm. Like, this reality of, like, you have to put pressure on your muscle, you have to break it down in order for it to grow, right?
Actually rips.
Yeah, and exactly. And creates, like, little tiny tears in your muscle. Exactly. So that then it can grow bigger and stronger and serve you better. And so I use that analogy in my head, like, all the time. This feels like a tearing. This feels like a tearing of my heart or my soul or my, like, whatever, my will. But it's a breaking down and it's a refining. I always think of that image too of refiner's fire. Like, you're under the fire, but it's refining who you are and what you believe and what your choices are and why it matters and who you want to show up as and how God's growing you. And that sucks sometimes. In the fire, it sucks. But ultimately, I really do. Like, it's... I know you and I have this tension a lot, which I think is a good and healthy tension around, like, I want to wrap things up with bows and you want to push back and be like, but what about, which is good. I think that's a good part of our conversation. It's like, but I really, being as old as I am now,
old and wise,
I don't know about the wise part, but I can look back and see how those hard moments where I wasn't in control of some things that happened to me have grown me and matured me in ways that I'm super grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't trade, even though they were really hard, really hard in the in-between parts.
And that's the agency portion, is when things happen, we can blame, complain, argue, wasn't me. Throw something out of control. Because it is out of your control. 100%. It's totally their fault. They cut me off, or they whatever. Or yeah, this situation occurred.
Yeah.
Because it did. It just occurred. It occurred, let's say. And let's say you had no, like, skin in that game until it occurred to you or at you. And then, this is, you know, we said this in the last episode.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
It's 90% of how you respond to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what happens is the smallest part. And oftentimes, I look around and I see, like, older people in the world, right?
Yeah.
And some are bitter and angry and complaining and, you know, pointing fingers outward. And some are, yeah, it's joy, you know, what
filled
a gift
joy.
To be
yeah.
alive today.
Yeah.
And I look and I heard someone say once, and I'm not going to be able to pinpoint who, but it was like, that's your practice. If you want to become a person who is, I mean, it's not all like rainbows and sunshine. It's
no,
not fake.
No.
But it's a deep well of pure joy, like this says, a sheer yeah. gift. Consider yep. it pure joy.
Yep.
Is a choice that if I want to end up there, if I don't want to become a bitter, angry old woman, I have to start practicing it now. Because
totally.
I'm on my path. I'm 100%. Well on my way at age 44.
100%.
I am well on my way in a direction. And the direction I want to go is someone who is mature and well-developed, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm reading these words from here.
From that verse, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess.
And so, that being my goal, okay, how do I get there? What agency can I reflect right now? Or what agency can I partake of during my journey from where I am, this thing that occurred to me, to being a joyful, like a deep well of contentment. That's what I'm going for.
Me too, sister. Right? Me too.
Now, I also read yesterday, which is funny because you mentioned it earlier, in Matthew 17. So Matthew's the first book of the New Testament, and it's one of the accounts of someone who was there living with Jesus. The first four are people who are there and talking about their experience with Jesus. And yep. so there's many like overlapping stories in those first four books, yep. FYI. And so this is Matthew 17:20, and Jesus is saying, and again, this is the Message version that I'm reading.
Okay.
Is the simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, say, you would tell this mountain move and it would move. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. And I was thinking to myself, this is my little journaling from yesterday. I was like, don't I have that? Like, haven't I tried to move some mountains? Or this is my complaining part of myself is, yeah, God, I'm here. I've got like this kernel of faith. So yeah. Now what? And I think that's the part that I really wanted to talk about today is the thing happened to me.
Okay.
And now I want to get to the point of being mature and well-developed and being that content old lady. And so what do we do here in this like middle ground? How do we
use our agency to respond mm-hmm. to the thing that happened? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's what we're going to come up with some actual ways.
Okay.
That ways that we practice. And because this is our faith lens, I'm thinking of our agency to choose seeking God and okay. finding God in this rather than going the complaining route.
Yeah.
Why God? Yeah. Why did this happen?
Yeah.
I read something randomly. This has just popped into my mind about, it was probably like a internet reel or something, but it was like, if a snake bites you, do you go to seek the snake out and look at it and go, why did you bite me, snake? You know, or do you rush to like get the poison out of your system
right.
and heal
yeah.
and recover?
Right.
What do you do? And I was like, I think I spent a lot of time chasing freaking snakes down. That's what I do. And I was like, what an interesting way of looking at how I do things. It's like, why God, why did that thing occur? It's like, it occurred. Now what?
Right. Right.
So let's move on to the next part, which is like the get the poison out, seeking the recovery and healing.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, that was so dumb.
You and I talk about that a lot, actually. It's like, what story are you going to tell about what is happening right now? Like, you get to choose where this story goes. It's your within your agency to make this story A or story B or story C, and you get to be the main character in that story. It's kind of cool, actually. It is a gift.
It is a gift.
But within that free will and that agency, like, God does call us to certain responses, like responses, you know, grounded in his love for us, right? Mm-hmm. That then reflects love back to him or back to the people that we're encountering. So what does that look like? I don't know.
Well, Jesus says a bunch of stuff about that.
Oh, good.
About like being like, blessed are the peacemakers. Yep. There's like a whole thing where my personal goal this year is, and this is why I'm reading in the book of Matthew. That's how far I've gotten, guys, this whole year. It's April. I started reading because I was like, I'm just going to read these four accounts of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear what Jesus had to say about stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All. I want to go. Awesome. I want to hear from the source.
Yep.
Whereas other things are kind of about what the people thought about it or whatever, or how to respond. And so what else did I read? So, yeah, it was... And I was halfway joking, singing, Jesus, take the wheel, because I don't like that song.
Have you ever seen, did I mention this meme to you before, where it's a wall of all the...
I've totally seen it, yes!
Steering wheels, and it's like Jesus with all the wheels he's taken. And then there's another one I saw that made me laugh so hard, it was like, not that wheel, Jesus! But now I can't remember why it was so funny, but it was so funny. I love it. Yes. I sing that song often, sort of to tease myself.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But in this version, in the Message version, it says, you know, like, put me in the dry. It's like, oh, shoot, I just wrote part of it, like my response to it. Oh, Matthew 16:25.
Okay.
Like, you will show me how that self-sacrifice is the way of putting God in the driver's seat. That's what it says in this version. It's putting God in the driver's seat. I was like, oh gosh, Jesus, take me.
Okay, carry everyone.
Because I was just telling my kid the other day, I was like, you have to keep driving the car. Because if you're listening, you probably know by now, because I'll tell you every other minute, that I'm a licensed helicopter pilot, right? But one thing my dad taught me when he was teaching me to fly, he was like, never stop flying the helicopter. You know, freaking tail boom falls off, something's going wrong, the engine fails, whatever's going on.
Okay.
Never stop flying the helicopter. You never throw your hands up in the air and say, Jesus, Jesus, take the collective, which is
the helicopter cyclic version of the
two.
Wheel.
You have to have two hands and both feet on. You have to have both hands and both feet all the time. So anyway, he always just said, you know, keep flying the helicopter.
Okay.
Like, you fly it into the ground. You fly it until you land it hard into the trees or whatever.
Right.
You know, that's what you keep doing. And so, you know, I kind of take that as my perspective often.
I like it. Yeah.
In life.
Yeah. Don't ever take your hands off.
Is that, you know, I mean, you could pray too. It's probably a good
Prayer's
idea.
Prayer's good.
So anyway, I guess what I'm trying to just get around to in this whole conversation is, when things happen, they're going to.
Yeah.
Our perspective, our agency that we can choose in faith is to seek God and keep moving forward.
Love it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I guess. All that like rambling that I was doing in the middle here.
I love it.
Is.
But that's part of the whole process of getting there. Mm-hmm. We have to ramble. Even if we don't do it out loud, maybe it's inside, internally.
I do that all the time. That's what welcome to the Stacey Rambling podcast. That'll be my spinoff series, my spinoff solo series.
I'd listen.
Here's me just thinking out loud in a really random fashion that may or may not come around.
And I think that's great, because that's how we know, like, oh yeah, my heart thinks that sometimes too. And I wrestle with that sometimes too. And oh wait, no, I don't wrestle with that part. And you know, that's good. That's part of the beauty of it. I really think that. So. Thank you for your rambling.
So at the end of every one of our episodes, we have an action item.
Yep.
And we call it our Vaya con Dios.
Yep.
And Vaya con Dios. And today, that's it.
I wish you could see Stacey saying it. She like wrinkles her forehead.
Yeah. Like... And I have to talk with my hands. Yes. You guys,
okay, so what's our VCD today?
That's it.
Oh.
When the things happen,
whatever the
every
things
situation's
are.
Gonna happen. Every day, many are gonna happen.
Okay.
And big things are gonna happen. Every year, is that then we're choosing to seek God and just change our perspective to seek forward into the possibility. And a counselor once told me is that when you don't feel hope, Stacey, I can hold that hope for
That's
you.
That's awesome. I love that.
Did I say this in our last episode?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter.
I feel like I've said it a lot lately.
I don't care. I love it. Say it a lot.
I've said it a lot lately because I'm waiting for my bar exam results. Yes. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you got this. And I'm just like, I don't know. You know,
right.
This is big. I just know it's big and I don't.
The waiting this is so
tough,
hard.
This is a tough season
yeah.
of waiting. And people, and I say, okay. And so I've been saying it a lot. Like, remember when Dr. Laura, actually, she told me that. And she said, I will hold the hope for you.
Yeah.
And so you guys who are listening.
I love that.
When you're in the situation, choose to seek God. And what that looks like is talking out loud. So I do this to myself. I was telling Jackie in the mirror in my bathroom constantly, or just talking to myself around my house. That's what prayer is, a constant communication with God.
Yeah.
And oftentimes my communication, as you know, is what the heck? Why? What the world? But again, I don't want to live there. I don't want to chase this snake down.
Yeah.
I want to move on to help me. God, help me.
Yeah.
And choosing to look forward into the possibility and hope for something new.
I love it.
And I'll hold that for you if you
I
want.
I love it. And I'll hold it for you.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Okay.
So good.
All right, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Con Dios.